Zvachim Perkin Aleph Mishnah Zayin. This Mishnah goes through the Protim of the Dinah Mariko Shtifa Shrias Kilcheres, Mariko Shtifa Beklin Chayshes. And just to say over quickly what we said in Mishnah Aleph, is that the Dinah Mariko Shtifa, even without a Bazunder Xeris Hakosuv of being Ma'abed Noisor, which you have by Shrias Kilcheres, and you have that also by Mariko Shtifa, there would be a halacha that if you want to use the kli again, there's noiser balua in the walls of the kli, and one can't eat cholent on Shabbos with a pot that has noiser balua, no different than having bas b'cholov or any other macholos asuros balua in the walls of a pot. There is one factor that we could point out that we mentioned in the Mishnah in Avodah Zarah, when the Mishnayos and Avodah Zarah talk about the dinim of Hagolas Kelim, and that is that not all the Rishonim hold the Tam Ke'ik is Deraisa. Could very well be the taste that's below in the walls of a Kli. Don't ask for the food that are cooked in the Kli afterwards. So why would you have to make Hagolas Kelim? But that's a problem any way you take it, because Hagolas Kelim is Psukim Mufuroshim by Klei Midyon in Parshas Matos. So that anyways has to be Nisyashav, according to the Rishonim that hold that Tam Kik is not their Isa. How do you explain the whole Pasha, the necessity of Hagolas Kelim? That's a good question. But what is possible to say is that by the regular Kelim there would be less of a necessity, because Tam Kik allowed their Isa. There is a discussion in Rashi, in possibly Rashi and Chulin, Rashi and Nozir, that maybe by kochim the dynamics, the dinim of Tam Ke'ikah might function differently. Even if we don't say Tam Ke'ikah by other Yisurim, but by kochim we would. In which case, then it would be obvious that there would be a necessitation mitzad the Yerideim, mitzad the Issa V'heter, of making Mariko Shtifa. So the Mishnah over here is going to go through some of the cases. And again, the Iker is to remember that the dinim Mariko Shtifa over here is not only a Yerideim Degedin, but it's a din mitzad being ma'abid noiser, it's like a din of sreifas kochim. Ma'aser in the Rav, in the Mishnah ahead of us, does use the terminology more of hagolas kelim. Rishonim in Avodah Zarah famously use the nekuda of sreifas kochim. It's a Ram that speaks that out in Avodah Zarah. So it's really the nuschoiser in Rishonim, but it really sounds like there's elements of both. Let's see the details. Both the kli in which kochim was cooked, a pot that the bas of kochim was cooked up in, let's say soup that's poured. Irui is, remember from Hilchos Shabbos, is always the terminology that's used when something is poured from one pot to another. So it could be a kli rishon, or it could be a pot that had irui b'toichoy of hat soup, which is reserve, which is bubbling, which gives off tam. Now, as in Hilchos Shabbos, there's a major machlokes rishonim. If irui mitoicha kli rishon, hot soup, well, let's say hot water from a kettle that goes into a cup, is that mevashel? It's only be irui from a kli rishon. It's not in a kli rishon itself. That is a good shaila. We won't be machri. It's machlokes rishonim. We paskin that irui kli rishon is mevashel b'miktzas. That's why we pass on the Hilchos Shabbos, will be negay here too. But vinishvi, Yitochin, and Tosfos speaks that out over here in the Sugis, that you can't bring a raya from over here that there's proper blios from the Iri, from a Kliushin. The Gzeres HaKosuk, the Merlin's an out of a Pasuk. Yeshover Boyd is an extra Pasuk, the Kli that was used as the Bishul, or the Kli that Bishul was poured from. Vinishvi, the din over here, Mariko Shtifa, will be negay. And interesting the way it plays itself out, legabi the hagol, legabi the isu v'heter. Echod kochim gadoshim, ve'echod kochim kalim, tu'una mariko shtifa. The din of mariko shtifa, the gzeres hakosuv, is both by kochim gadoshim and both by kochim kalim. Now we already discussed this back in Mishnah Dalet, because the Mishnah over there said that there are dinim in this parsha of kibbutz b'makom kadosh, u'shvias kliches b'makom kadosh, u'mariko shtifa b'makom kadosh. All those dinim are dafka bechatos, not by other kochim gadoshim. And here the Mishnah is going to say that it's not only chatos, it's all kochim gadoshim. It's not only kochim gadoshim, it's kochim kalim. And the simple answer is that before we're talking about the mitzvah aspect of this process having to be done b'mokim kodesh. Imishum ha'golas kelim, even kochim kalim becomes tam noisa that's balua b'doifne akli, and it has to be kashered. The din mishnah dalit is talking about the shviru or whatever kibus or mriku shtifa that you're doing b'mokim kodesh, that might be exes akosuv befrat by dam shenitos dafka bechatos. But over here we're talking about tam noisa balua b'doifne akdeiro, and that is any type of kochim. And the melech to unamariku shtifa. Reb Shimon Omer kochim kalim enim to unamariku shtifa. And this needs a hesber. Lefi what we're saying, lechartz a pashta halacha of hagolas kalim in this mishnah. Why would there be a difference in kochim gadoshim kochim kalim? So the Rav says right away, no. Legabi hagola beroischin to take out the tam noisa that you should be able to use it afterwards for next Shabbos is cholent. That's pashut. Why do Reb Shimon the bo hagola beroischin? Of course, it's gonna ask up next week's challenge. Umiteras Miriku Shtifa Udmamait. It's only the Gzes HaKosuv, which is Miriku Shtifa, that Reb Shimon is Mekel Bekotchum Kalim. Because the dinim Miriku Shtifa is Dafka Bamayim, not Bishamashkin. It's even if it touched only a mikzah of the Kli, you have to do it to the Miriku Shtifa to the whole Kli. And also the shtifa b'tzoynin l'chor is not a halach in regular hagolas kelim. According to Reb Shimon, kochim kalim that doesn't have this din, you could make hagolas kelim even b'yayin. Elamaisa, the Rav is mayrich that halach is not like Reb Shimon. The Tanakhama says that's echad kochim kadoshim v'echad kochim kalim. And then the Mishnah before, in Mishnah Dal, that says dafka b'chatos akibus koi. We saw that in the Rav is going on Kibbutz and maybe Shvir is Klicheres, but certainly not on Miriku Shtifa. That would be a din. Hein by Kotcha Gadoshim, hein by Kotcha Gadoshim. Kalta Shaila, the Gemara says, had a darshan, Reb Shimon has the word Oysoz, Mamayit Kotchim Kalim. The Tanakhama don't have that deal. And the Rav is Mamshich that the word Oyso, Lefi Reb Shimon, is Mamayit Dafka Trumo. I'm sorry, Lefi the Tanakhama, it's not Mamayit Kotchim Kalim. Kotch Gadoshim and Kotchim Kalim do need Miriku Shtifa. Truma does not. Truma, you'll only need to deal with the Kalim that you cook Truma in as concerns that a Zor can eat with something that has Blias from Truma. Same way a Yid can eat with something that has Blias of Basa B'cholov. La'avdalach, a Zor can eat Blias of Truma. So that you'll have to deal with, but that has the halachs of Hagolas Kalim, like we just spoke out. The Rav does bring down Braisa with his Machloikis Tanoim, the Tzadik Vavam and Beis, what exactly the words Miriko Ushtifa mean. Miriko, he brings Yesha Oime, Miriko Hagolo Bechamin, Ushtifa Bitzoinen, you need both. Yesh Mishoime, Miriko Ushtifa Shtem Bitzoinen Lebos Hagolo, Hagolo you need, because anyway, it's a functional halacha of Hagolo's Kelim. Then there's a Bazundu Exesakos of Dunga Bitzoinen. One is mibachutz and one is mibifnim. Shtifa mibachutz, merika mibifnim. V'halocha k'divrei oimer merika bechamin u'shtifa b'tzoynein. That's the way we paskin. Both of them are part of the process of merika u'shtifa, which is besides for the hagolas kelim, the gzoyas hakosu. Then the Mishnah goes weiter. Reb Tarfon oimer bishol boi mitchilas horegel, yivashol boi es kol horegel. This is interesting. You didn't bring on Yom Tov, they bring karbonis. At any point during the year, they will menadav toida, shlomim, whatever it is, they're going to bring it when they come for Yom Tov. That's why there's a din in Parshas Re'eh of Baal Ta'achet. He has to come Yom Tov with karbonis to the Mikdash. So he's going to come. Lom zogin that he makes a karbon shlom on the first day Chol HaMoed. By the third day Chol HaMoed, l'chayra, the tam that's below in the walls of the kli are noiser. So what's this? Bishuboy mitchilas haregel, yivashuboy is kol haregel. What's the difference between eating a carbon for 3 days or eating the blius of the carbon for 3 days? The answer is, Chazal HaMazbir, that the cooking on day one, memela cooks out that which was cooked the day before. That means if there's going to be a ribuy and there's going to be a continuum of cooking basar kochim, which was the norm, bimei hachag, then whatever was cooked in this pot B'yom HaRishon is going to be niflat, that the nature of it is that whatever he cooks on the second day will be maflit, the bliyas that are in the walls of the kedera from the first day. And now what you'll have in the walls are fresh bliyas from day two. If there's a pot that's used continuously, this is Mefurish and the Zugis Navai Dezor that deal with these matters, is that there's a continual coming in and coming out of the bliyas. So well, the assumption is that when there was a cooking with bliyas straight, that the bliyas 5 days later are not the bliyas that we had 5 days ago. So the noisa was cooked down. That's why dafka bimeachag. A normal time, mechtesi, a person's using a pot for cooking meat 24/7, mechtesi. But bimeachag, that's the norm. Now this, that, Chachamim Omrim ad zman achila, and Chachamim argue, and they say, no, until the time that you're allowed to eat it. That means once it becomes noisa, you cook on the first day Yom Tov, and there's Basa Shlomim, so after Shtei Yom V'Laylo Echod, so you have a problem of Noisa. So it's going to need Mariko Shtifa. And it's going to need Mariko Shtifa then. What do they argue? They're arguing the Metzias. So you look at the Brisker Rav and Maisa Kabonis and Pek Ches, it's really geboit on two shtiklach, Reb Chaim and Stenzlach over here on Daf Tzadik Vov, and he mutches based on understanding a few shtiklach in the Ravid. In one shtickle, the Ravid seems to indicate that this is a concern to Rabbonon. Maybe it wasn't effective enough, and the bliyas weren't niflat, etc. In another place, it's clear that it's deraisa. The raid of the Brisker Rav and Reb Chaim is to tuzach harayin in when exactly the chalois din miriko shtifa is chal on the kli. Do we say that as soon as a kli was used, the pot was used for cooking kachim, so it's chal on it, the mitzvah of Mariko Shtifa, and yes, there will be a concern of Noisar in another day, but that's not the issue right now, but there's already a mitzvah of Mariko Shtifa, or we say that the mitzvah is only chal insofar that the kachem has to be disposed of, which is Sreifas Noisar, which is only after the Zman Achila. If we say that the mitzvah is chal right away, so it makes sense that we can't rely on the coming bishul of the next day to be maflit the bliyas that came into the pot yesterday, because it was already chal. Mamela, it's already chal din mariko shtifa, so mamela, it has that din already, and then you have to go through the process. That seems to be the raid, very big tzora, of where how Rabbi Senu Amaz built here. The chachomim firois, after the zman achila, what's necessary? When you're talking about a pot, Mariko Shtifa. Mariko kemirikas hakois. We said before that Mariko, there's a machloikis if the Mariko is with the hot water like Hagola and the Shtifa is the rinsing. Shtifa literally means rinsing. And it's cold water. Or Mariko and Shtifa, both of them are with cold water. The Mishnah over here seems to be soisim that the Mariko and the Shtifa are both with cold water. Mariko became Mariko Sakois. Akois, like a Kaisho Bracha, you wash out that there shouldn't be leftover wine inside, that's with cold. Ushtifa, Kishtifa Sakois also, the inside, the outside. Mariko is from the inside, the Shtifa is from the outside. Mariko, Ushtifa, Betsaini, you see that there's a shail in the gears over here. According to one gear, it's Mariko Bechamin, Ushtifa Betzainin, or Mariko Ushtifa Betzainin, that seems to be the machlokes that we mentioned in the Braisa. Vashput Vaskalo Magilon Bechamin. Shput Vaskalo are kalim that are used for roasting, what we would call like barbecue tongs and tweezer tongs and turning it over on the fire. The Nakuda is that a pot, the heat is absorbed in the walls of the pot that does the cooking on a lesser scale, because pot always has the medium of water. Roasting is done without water, so the heat is more intense, it's more direct. And Mamel, there's a general rule in Maseches Avodah Zarah that when one does Hagolas Kelim, the halach is Kiboiloi Kach Poltoi, whatever intensity the Bliya was, that's how intense the plata to get out the Bliya so the Kli is. A shpud v'askala that are done with dry heat, which is more intense, need libun. Libun is heating it up with a fire until the bliyas come out, until it's red hot. And it's not enough heating up what we call agolas kelim, dumping it in a thing of cold water. This is the kashering out an oven that's done, let's say, with a self-clean, is because it goes on very intense heat, and it heats out, it takes out with intense heat whatever was roasted or baked in that oven. So the chayra, that's what should be necessary. But the Mishnah says no. Hashput v'askalo magilim b'chamin. So you look at the Mefarshim, and based on the sugya and avodah zarah, what they say is that the hagola b'chamin over here has to be done before it becomes noiser. And this is a general rule that when something is still in a state of heter, so even with dry heat, which is more intense, in order to expunge the iser, to be maflit, the blias, from the daifne akder, it's enough to do hagola. That means hagola is mostly effective. There's still a weak roishim left of the blias. So if those blias are ready also, lamashal, let's say the pat was used. Not a pat, the roasting was used for basan cholov together. So it's mamish, had dry heat, that was mavliya, basan cholov. So then the iser was already chal. But what happens if it's only milchiks? And now the shayla is only, you want to kashu it in order to use for fleishiks. Weakening the taste of the milchiks in the walls of the kli, al yidei hagolo, will be enough, and thereafter you won't need to do belibun. Why? Because the shvacher blis that are left over can't be chal on them a shem iser. This is a ganze sugya. It's also negated the sugya not barnat, which is one of the primary sugyas in not primary giving over of taste, which is negated in yeridaya in the halachas of iser v'heter. So you have that halach over here also. We're talking about Magilum Becham before it becomes awesome, when it's still Basu Kachim, but before it became Noise. It's not a Chaticha Di Yisura. All it is it will create a Chaticha Di Yisura. And this goes back really to the raid that we just said. When is the Din Mariko Ushtifa? The mitzvah of Mariko Ushtifa. Is that only when it becomes Noise? That's even when it becomes a taste that's Nivla in the walls of the Kedera. So l'chayr, the way we're explaining the magilon b'chamin would mean before it becomes aser, but it could very well be that the mariko shtifa that's necessary, that has to be done b'makom kodesh, etc., with the other halachas dafke b'mayim, that is really only a chalois chiyuv that's chal after it becomes aser, but over here it doesn't become aser because it already had magilon b'chamin before this man aser. That would be the way to explain this mishnah. The Briskirov in the above mentioned Tikkun LaMaaseh Kabbonis is busy also with the din of Shput V'Askalo. Is there a new Chalois din of Shput V'Askalo, or all it is just it fits the Gedorim of the regular Issev Heter the way we just described in the Sugan Avodah Zarah Ayin Shom. Mishnah Ches Bishel Boy Kochim V'Chulin. Let's say the pot was used. Picture a regular Yid on Yom Tov. He's cooking Basar Shlamim. And he's also cooking that basa shlam, a regular flesh that's rounding out their sudas. So let's say kochim and chulim was cooked in the pot, or kochim gadoshim and kochim kalim. Im yesh ben benoisin tam, harei kalim necholim kichamurim. If regular meat was cooked in it, the regular meat is going to have to be eaten also only in a state of tahara, only in Yerushalayim, and only lishnei yom v'laylo echot. Because it was mekabel blios of kochim. So the kalim necholim kichamurim, of course, this would be true by kochim kalim and kochim kadoshim. And let's add also that if it has to be eaten kedinei kochim kadoshim, so it has to be eaten l'zichrei kuhuna dafka lufnim minakloim. Of course, like the din of kochim kadoshim. Ve'enon tu'unin miriko ushtifa. Very hard to understand. Why would it not mean miriko ushtifa? Because of this, the Gemara adds, based on a whole shakl v'taya, you have to add in a few words of commentary over here. Chsuri mechsuro. You have to say, when you have him, yesh benoisin tam, if there is nesinas tam, that means that the basar kochim was more than 1/60th, and it's not nisbatal to the basar chulin. So then the din is fakeru, to unamiriko shtifa, it has a din of basar kochim, upoislam b'maga, of course, it becomes pasul, with all the dinim of kochim, lino, and if a tummy touches it, if there's no benoys in tam, so the tam basa kochim became bottle, so then vayta in parentheses, then it does not have to be eaten. That means there's bittel, the chiddush over here is there's bittel b'shishim on the taste of the basa kochim, the same way there's bittel b'shishim on basa b'cholov or any other issa. There would be maybe a tzad fakert, that basa kochim does not become bottle, the halacha is that basa kochim does become bottle. This is the continued words that we started with. In this case, the Mishnah adds a detail. Rokik shenoga birokik. A rokik is one of the rikikin, the thin matzahs that are part of a korban mincha. And if one of them is hot and it touches another one, so there's bliyus. I mean, this is really an isvahetidik halacha, that if one of them is kachim, and one of them was grada nifsabalin or biyaitse b'tami, whatever it is, then the status of that rokik will carry over to the other one, i.e. bliyus. It was balea from kachim psulim, it has to be burnt. V'chaticha v'chaticha, you have a shtikul basa kachim, same idea, and it touches with heat the other one. Loy kala rokikim v'loy kala chatichas asurin. Not every time, it's not automatic. It doesn't transmit by touch. It transmits by heat, the way Issa V'Heta does. And he also, Elo, Mokrim Shabola. And it doesn't necessarily answer the whole thing. A rokik that a tomei touched, the whole rokik becomes tomei. When a tomei touches food, it all becomes tomei, not just the place that he touched. However, bliyos is a chemical process. And the bliyos in the rokik next to it is only Beileya, that area. It doesn't come Tomei from it, unless in the Gidre Kabbalah's Tumah would be Tomei. That means if you have Eichel being Metamei Eichel, but Eichel is not Metamei Eichel. It's only Negiyah of one piece of food that's Metamei all the food. Then the Shal is always, what's a Chibra of the food? But one piece of food touching another is not doesn't Aser Alts the contact, it Asers Alts the Bliya, and it has to Shtal Zechtzu to the Gidre Bliya. Now, there are different types of transmission of taste. There are foods that are sharp. There are foods that are more fatty. So the transmission will be some of the protim of different types of transmission of taste are brought over here. You can look in the Melech HaShleim and Tiferes Yisroel are brought some of the Gedarim, but it's really not our Inyonim. It's Inyonim that belong over there in Chulim.